Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There are questions about the warning signs from the alleged school shooter in Parkland, Florida, that were either missed or not reported to authorities. He had allegedly made disturbing comments on social media and bragged about torturing animals. He was known to be depressed and had stopped getting mental health care. He was allegedly abusive toward a former girlfriend. He was expelled from the school, and he owned an assault-style rifle. Classmates and school officials had pinpointed him as somebody who could carry out violence. Dan Linsky is a former Boston police chief. He is now a managing director at the security risk management firm Kroll. Linsky says the lack of action in the case of the Florida shooter is a lesson for all.
The number of people who came out right as this event played out and said, we knew this was going to happen, we knew it was going to be him, it is so loud, the information and the red flags are out there, that this wasn't somebody who fell through the cracks. They fell through a canyon. The school did their process. If they have a student that they put their staff on notice, they don't want him to be in the area with a backpack.
And which is what happened.
Law enforcement certainly needs to be aware of that.
So you're saying that the school should have notified police, correct?
The school should have been part of a behavioral intervention team that included law enforcement, public health, medical and psychological services for this individual. They should have all worked this problem together to find out how do we make sure that he's not going to be a problem, and whether we had to go through the court system and bring charges against him for some of the things he did and get probation involved, get him into a court clinic, whether he needs medicine or counseling, somebody to be a mentor. There's a lot of stuff that was going on in this kid's life, and it was in a downward spiral, and there was no eyes on it to see exactly what was going on and no stopgaps to prevent what happened the other day.
Since you are most familiar with the Boston police and the Boston public schools, how often does it happen here that a student is reported to police as a potential threat to the school?
It's not a frequent occurrence, but it does happen with some, you know, there are various kids who present throughout the year. The school staff works with Boston police, community officials, health officials, sometimes the clergy, to go out and go to the family and educate them on what's the problem that we see going on, what the activity is, what's his or her Facebook
post
about.
This is a formal program called Operation Homefront.
Absolutely.
That the city has under the auspices of the police department or the city
itself?
It's
a joint partnership. It's schools, it's police, it's public health, and it's clergy and community activists.
So how does it work? Somebody gets reported, then what?
Activity gets reported. This young person is on a bad way. It looks like they need some intervention. They get together, identify the kids, do some information gathering on what exactly is the life situation there. If it requires bringing in mental health resources, they do that. If it's additional educational support, they do that. And they go out to the families and they say, look, this child is on a bad path. This is what's going on in their life. Have you seen their social media posts? Have you seen what they're writing in their notebooks at school? Have you heard about the information going on with the threats and violence they have with whatever individuals they're involved with? How can we be helpful?
And do you have any evidence that says that kind of intervention has worked to prevent school shootings here?
I don't have a specific, this was a school shooting case, but there were individuals who are just like the individual in Florida who could very easily, if services weren't wrapped around them, have engaged in a violent incident that we would all be regretful that we didn't do something about.
There are specific cases like that that you have encountered.
Absolutely.
In the Boston area.
Yes.
If we widen it out, though, beyond Boston and beyond the schools, what can and what should somebody do if a person they know is displaying some kind of instability or has been known to have mental health issues and at the same time is making threatening comments and has access to firearms, especially assault style?
First thing you have to do is engage your own personal medical plan. You have to have a relationship with your personal physician, your children's personal physician. If it's a neighbor, you need to speak to their family and give them the same advice to get them involved with some type of medical care. Start with your primary care physician. Get them.
How would someone open that conversation? You know, my neighbor is acting strangely. I know that he or she has, a house packed with guns. How would you even begin that conversation?
With the person you're concerned with?
Yeah.
You identify people around them that are influential to them, their family, their friends. Who is it that can have influence on these people? If the family doesn't want to take any activities and you feel that this person is in a state of likely to cause harm to themselves or others, you can contact law enforcement. Law enforcement can work with the courts to go in and bring somebody into a mental health facility to get them evaluated. If I was to crash my car today and they suspected it was seizures, the doctors would prescribe me medicine and we come up with a treatment plan. And as a result, they would notify the Registry of Motor Vehicles that because of my medical condition, it's not safe for me to drive a car. And my license would be suspended for 6 months before I could reapply for it. We don't do that with mental health, but we should. As the chief of police, with that information, if I can document that, I have the right to take that license from somebody, and then they have a hearing to whether or not I have the right to suspend it. But I can temporarily take that license and suspend their license to carry if I do not think that person is suitable.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And does that person have any kind of recourse or
due
process?
They can, if they believe that they are in a good place and that I've taken it inappropriately, they can go to court and get an order to return that gun license. However, that's going to take some time. There were a number of times when I suspended somebody's gun license based on facts and circumstances prevented me. They voluntarily turned in their weapons. We investigated the challenges and concerns. In some cases, they were valid, and we maintained the gun license. In other cases, they were not valid, and we were able to restore the gentleman's gun license and give him back their weapons.
Thank you. Dan Linsky, former chief of police in Boston, currently the managing director of the security risk management firm Kroll. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much.